All right. NBC News chief political analyst Chuck Todd stopping by for his weekly Friday meetup here on Arizona's Morning News. And you just heard Jamie mention this. Chuck, Kamala Harris here today. But my other favorite political Chuck, that would be Chuck Coughlin, says on my AZ political podcast that abortion won't end up being the top topic for voters this year. He thinks the border and the economy, especially our lack of housing here, is going to once again overtake the top spots in voters' minds. Do you agree?
Well, I think it depends on what voters, on how you look at the polling when top issues. And I think we've discussed this before. There's two types of top issues to voters. There's what they're sort of, when a voter says, hey, what are the most important issues? And they'll tick off one, two, or three. A better question to understand is, hey, what issue, and we're actually asking, we ask this poll all the this. We've been asking this question since the Dobbs decision. Is there an issue that you'll vote on that, only on that, and vote for a candidate, you know, vote essentially only on that issue, even against things you agree with on every other issue? And abortion is tops on that list.
But Chuck,
so the point is this. You're never going to see a poll where abortion is the number one issue. But as far as the final 10% of voters who are deciding, what's the issue that motivates them the most? That's the issue you'll see. It really depends on how you got to be careful in how you ask this question in generalizing. Everybody there'll be a lot of agreement that the border is an important issue, but is it an only voting issue? Meaning, is it the only issue a voter will vote on? Abortion is one of those issues. I'm not sure the border is.
And it's dangerous ground for Republicans like Carrie Lake, isn't it? I mean, she's trying to, you know, balance her stance on the 1864 law. She called it a great law 2 years ago when she was running for governor. But conservative students at the U of A told Lake they aren't happy with her.
Why such a drastic change in the way you talked about it?
This puts Ruben Gallego in a much better position, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because what this really means, it's a way that the ballot prop can actually change the makeup of the electorate. That's why these abortion propositions matter, because for voters under 40 who are not enthusiastic about this presidential election, they don't like either candidate very much. They care about this issue. And that's where, you know, there's just been a lot of lack of enthusiasm in the younger part of the Biden coalition. If there's a reason for them to show up to the polls in a battleground state, that suddenly changes the dynamic. That benefits Ruben Gallego, and that benefits, you know, I will say one other thing. You know, the current version of the Republican Party in Arizona has seemed to have forgotten how libertarian the state really is. And I think we're going to find out in this ballot proposition.
We are talking with Chuck Todd, NBC News chief political analyst. How about a different topic here? It's not a happier topic, that's for sure. Do officials in Washington truly believe Iran could attack Israel? Is that actually a possibility?
I think they're petrified of it, and we all know what that would mean. There would be an immediate response. Israel would attack Iran in Iran, right? That's an escalation, and you just don't know where this is going to go. It's pretty clear that we're doing a lot of, I mean, we've got the Germans working, trying to tell, you know, get reassurances from the Iranians that they're not going to over-respond. That I think are sending the general to Israel, sort of the same thing. We're trying to make sure the Israelis don't overreact either. There definitely is a lot of concern that that somebody will over-calibrate their response, either the Iranians or Bibi. And clearly everybody's trying to work every angle here, because the Middle East that is something that has always been feared, that if Iran and Israel go directly at each other like this, more than all of a sudden, you know, the pot is blown off the kettle.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The top is,
has blown off the pot. Yeah, exactly. I get it. But this is especially scary for, you know, not just gas prices, but is there any possibility at all that we could be dragged into something like this? We would never get directly involved militarily.
I mean, you know, I'm sort of shocked that this isn't the biggest headline of the morning.
Yeah.
Chris Wray, it testified before Congress this week that he's never been more concerned about the possibility of what happened in Moscow happening in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, that Moscow terrorist attack by ISIS is something that Wray was warning about. That could have, there are so many elevated reasons for extremists to target America. Support for Israel is one of them.
This is scary. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Chuck. Chuck Todd, once again, NBC.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Way to wrap that up. Happy Friday.